In this increasingly digital age, Americans have a habit of giving a lot of information to private companies. From email passwords to credit card and healthcare providers, we expect our personal data to be secure. But cybercrime is on the rise, and hackers have shown themselves to be extremely dangerous. So, politicians have made a point of questioning the nation's cybersecurity policies. But their questions are too ambiguous, according to Ram Chalapa, an associate professor of information systems and operation management at Emory University's Griswetta Business School.
There is no such one thing as cybersecurity. Cybersecurity and privacy are not the same things. Cybersecurity and rights are not the same things. Cybersecurity simply means securing something in the online world.
The U.S. Department of Justice's Bureau of Justice Statistics estimates that in 2014 alone, 17.5 million U.S. citizens aged 16 and up were affected by identity theft, up from 16.5 million in 2012. Given these increasing numbers, it's clear that simply putting a lock on information isn't enough. Policymakers also have to take into consideration issues of consumer privacy and what, if any, information can be stored, which leads politicians on both sides of the aisle to create vague documentation.
The role of the government in this is a complicated one. I mean, so one could argue that if there are attacks primarily originating from out of the country into these firms that are located in the U.S. and storing data in the U.S., then it is the role of the government to pursue that non-governmental, non-private portion of it, meaning that the criminal activity is taking place elsewhere.
But it's not just the federal government that has a role to play. State governments also have the power to enact their own legislature. In May, New Jersey Governor and GOP presidential candidate Chris Christie created a state office to share attack information between residents, private companies, and the federal government. Like Christie, presidential candidates Hillary Clinton and Jeb Bush agree that the government and private sector need to work together, largely because private companies store a lot of consumer data. Chalapa also sees the cooperation as necessary.
There's no one overarching framework, but one can one can clearly understand where the public-private partnership actually comes in.
However, even the government hasn't been insulated from attack. The Chinese government was accused of hacking the United States Office of Personal Management in early 2014, compromising the information of almost 22 million people, according to NBC. A government server does not necessarily mean a more secure server, says Chalapa.
It is very possible that Google may actually do a better job of protecting Gmail than the government can in protecting its information.
In light of the hack, GOP candidates Christie and John Kasich have called for a change in strategy. They want to take the U.S. on the offensive, attacking hackers who try to breach the country's data systems. With ethics an issue, the murky waters become increasingly cloudy. Izzy Hughes, EmoryBusiness.com.